This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight live from our flagship Salem Media stations here in Tampa, Florida, and heard across America on great radio stations, as well as across the Caribbean and streaming live online on the Internet and on the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans. We also salute our first responders, our EMTs, and our firefighters, and our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, plus all those helping with the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And everybody working tonight, right now, the truckers, the warehouse workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitorial maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with those roughnecks, keeping the oil moving on America's rigs all around the country. Thank you for what you're doing. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like the page and jump in the chat room. And you can also follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. That's at Captain's America. And joining us right now, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Let's get started with a pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And Kyle, we start things out tonight with a story that has really not much relevance, but I'm going to mention it because everybody's been wondering where that instigator, troublemaker, Shepard Smith went to, right?
Right, exactly, yeah.
Well, we now know that he is coming back on CNBC to host a weekday evening news show, which I believe will be aired at 7 p.m., so he's going to be going up against Martha McCallum on a network that gets fewer viewers than we get radio listeners.
Well, you know, Captain, it's going to be interesting to see what Shepard Smith is going to be doing coming off the heels of, you know, really what was really an abrupt departure from Fox News, and he had been there for some 23 years at the Fox News channel. You're right. It's going to be interesting to see kind of how he does going up against some of the heavy hitters on Fox and so forth at that hour, 7 p.m. Eastern, which would be 4 o'clock Pacific time. But I think that they're looking for some kind of a bridge between their daily investor-oriented program and their nighttime programs like Shark Tank. They've got Jay Leno's Garage and things like that. And so, yeah, I wonder how he's going to do.
Right. Now, a federal judge, and this was a big deal yesterday when this came out, a federal judge has ordered damages to be paid over the inaccurate and misleading Steele dossier. Now, that's big stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Well, because look what happened as a result of all of this stuff that was in that dossier. Absolutely created a firestorm. That's a mild way of putting it. It cost a lot of people their ability to conduct business. It ruined their reputations. They had to defend themselves. It cost literally millions of dollars in many cases to do that. it became the foundation for a bogus investigation into the President of the United States, set our country on a course for 3 years with the Mueller investigation. It's a major catastrophe. So, yeah, people have to think twice before they do these kinds of things, and if there's going to be retribution, maybe that'll help them do that.
But your guy out there in California says there's still collusion with the Russians.
Adam Schiff?
Shifty Schiff.
Yeah. Well, of course, he said, and this has always boggled me, you know, Adam Schiff, I remember him saying, well, all the collusion is right out there in the open. All you have to do is just want to see it kind of a thing. And I always thought, well, that's not very convincing. That's just more like, you know, propaganda. You know, it's really something, the length that they'll go to.
Well, I got something for you to listen to. Joe Biden yesterday, open mouth and inserted foot. Listen to this.
Surplus military equipment for law enforcement. They don't need that. The last thing you need is an up-armored Humvee coming into a neighborhood. It's like the military invading. They don't know anybody. They become the enemy. They're supposed to be protecting these people. So my generic point is that...
Can we agree that we can redirect some of the funding?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, he just talked about police becoming the enemy. He just agreed that we should absolutely take some of the funding away from the police. And he also said that, let's see, you're talking about armed Humvees of this, that, and the other and all that. Well, I guess he's never been in a SWAT standoff where everybody is being shot at by either someone with an automatic weapon or several someones, and you have to have something like that for safety, security, and to get to the suspect.
Well, sure. Unfortunately, Vice President Biden maybe hasn't come out of his bubble in many, many years to understand why the police have to have the ability to respond in kind to those who would take up some pretty heavy arms themselves, because that's why they have it. It's not there because of protesters against the George Floyd killing, not at all. It's there because the situation has evolved over time. And with that being said, I think Vice President Biden is being an absolute pander bear in saying these kinds of things because he's simply trying to capitalize what the Biden campaign has told him to say, I think, that is somehow going to endear him in this situation. It's, again, pander bear alert.
Yeah, and folks, when we come back, I'm going to tell you about a Stony Brook professor who's been right with the last 5 out of 6 presidential elections. He's got a prediction out there again. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man. Great job by that guy that did that voiceover, huh? Alrighty, I'll let you know that right now this segment's being brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, most of you know that I suffer with arthritis from all the different injuries I've had in the line of duty. And if you're struggling with nagging pain, this is something that can help you. I've been taking this product for 4 years, and it's non-narcotic. It's all natural. It helps with the inflammation and the swelling that I have in my ankles and the pains that I have in my back and whatnot. And I believe it will work for you, too. Tens of thousands of people have bought this product since we've been talking about it. And if you're suffering from arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, knee pain, hip pain, if you just have muscle aches and pain in general from your normal daily activities, then let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start Plan right away. It's only $19.95, and you'll have it in a couple of days, and then you'll know what I already know, and thousands of other people out there, too. Now, the website they gave me where you can go is relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there. There's a little two-and-a-half-minute tutorial there with the father-son team, Pete and Seth Talbot. They tell you the ingredients that are in there. It's all natural, how it works, what it does, and then you get an opportunity to order the 3-week quick start for $19.95 Relief Factor. And again, try it. I'm sure it's going to work for you. All right? That's relieffactor.com/captain. All right, and back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, let me go to the telephone real quick because we've got, I think, Bagamon Bob. I think he probably wants to ask a question. And then we got another caller hanging in there. Okay, Bagamon Bob, what is it?
Yes, sir, Captain. I just see on the news where this political scientist has a prediction model that gives Trump a 91% chance of beating Biden in November despite all the polls and stuff. And he's doubling down on it, and he thinks it's going
to
I was about to talk about that.
I'm very aware of who that is. I also know that he's been right five out of the last six elections.
Right, right. I just wonder what your guest thought of that or whatever.
Well, we're going to get into it. Okay, well, Kyle, let's answer that question before we take the other caller. This is the Stormy Book professor who made news the last time around because he came out when all the other pollsters were going, oh, the election's too close to call. Oh, Hillary's up by 10 points, 12 points, whatever. All that nonsense. And this guy said, no, based on the data that I've got and the people that we've been talking to in polling, Donald Trump is going to win. And he said this time there's a 91% chance of winning. Now, you render your opinion first, and then I'll tell you why I know it's right.
Well, you know, Captain, it's a very interesting thing when someone can be right that much of the time or that high a percentage. One of the underlying things that this professor is using is the ability for candidates to win their early primary fights, basically. And since Joe Biden was not able to really do that, he was at a disadvantage in this model. And so that's one of the things that puts Biden down. And to my reckoning, I think that goes to the enthusiasm that the Democrat Party would have overall in going out to vote for Joe Biden. He's got a big mountain to climb trying to unify a party that a lot of people were going for Bernie Sanders. And if he doesn't go far enough left for them, they're not going to be enthusiastic. So he does have a high mountain to climb.
Joe Biden has for the umpteenth time with this defund the police, and then he says, "No, I didn't mean defund. I meant redirect." Well, whatever. But he doesn't want to support the police. And I'll play that comment again here in a minute for the people to hear if they didn't get it the first time. But the thing of it is based on what I know, the conversations I've had, and just listen to this 21 seconds right here of Joe Biden.
Surplus military equipment for law enforcement. They don't need that. The last thing you need is an up-armored Humvee coming into a neighborhood. It's like the military invading. They don't know anybody. They become the enemy. They're supposed to be protecting these people. So my generic point is that...
Can we agree that we can redirect some of the funding?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, you heard what he said. He has obviously never witnessed a SWAT standoff where people have been shot at, explosions have gone off. That's for the protection of not only the police, but also the individuals in the neighborhood to get people out of harm's way without getting shot at and hit.
Well, that's right. The police are there to protect the innocent. That's their primary duty. Yes.
But here's the thing. I've been talking to police, I've been talking to firefighters, I've been talking to EMS, I've been talking to my brother and sister union representatives across the country, and I'm telling you right now, mark my words, the police, the firefighters, the EMS, all stand in unity over this defund police, redirect money, and all that crap, and they're not going to vote for anybody that's suggesting that. Mark my words.
Well, right, because the logical limit of that is the real breakdown of any semblance of law and order to allow you and me to live our lives peacefully.
All right, let me go over to the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Christopher Dawson. I'm calling from Tampa.
Hello.
I heard, hello?
Yes, go ahead.
My name is Christopher Dawson.
Go ahead.
I'm calling from Tampa.
Go ahead.
I heard Larry Elder today say that he has knowledge that the internal polling of the Trump organization sort of mirrors what's being shown in the public polling. I was wondering whether you had any knowledge of internal polling within the Trump organization.
Okay, I'll answer that.
Because I was surprised Larry Elder said that, because he's a conservative and everything.
Well, Larry Elder has got his opinion, but he doesn't have some of the same sources. But I'll answer that, and thank you very much for the call. Kyle, you want to try it first, or you want me to?
You go ahead, Captain. Yeah.
I have seen polling. I've seen polling in the states that Donald Trump won. I've seen polling numbers that are close. They're not double digits for anybody in charge, whether it's Donald Trump or whether it's Joe Biden. They're all within the margin of error, 3 to 5 points. It's very early on some of this polling. I've also been told by thousands of people via email, via instant messages, via the Facebook page and all the groups that I've got, that the people are just ignoring these polls. They're having nothing to do with them. So the people that are doing the polling and answering the questions are the people that are, let's see, out of work, on the streets, demonstrating. Want me to go on?
No.
And we all know what their political configuration is. The polls mean absolutely nothing right now. And I will toss out there as to what took place back in 2016, where at this time Hillary Clinton had a double-digit lead over Donald Trump in 3 of the 5 major polls that were out there.
Well, sure, exactly. And there's another dynamic.
Oh, and by the way, even 2 days before the election, Hillary was up by 13 points in a poll.
Oh, sure, yeah. There was a slam dunk.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be for Hillary. But there's another dynamic as well, and that is some of the people who answer the polls are not really answering truthfully in many cases, I think, because they're afraid of being vilified by somebody to say, oh, I'm voting for Trump. You know, it goes back to the old saying back in the 70s, early 70s, I don't know anybody who voted for Nixon, but yet, you know, here came Nixon winning a second term, of course. We know how that turned out, obviously. But the idea is that sometimes people don't exactly come clean with pollsters.
Yeah, and everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but they're not entitled to their own facts. And the facts that I'm getting and the people that I'm talking to and the comments that I'm getting don't even warrant anything like what the caller just had to say there. Now, here's the other thing. Here's Steve in Thailand. Now, this is somebody in Thailand commenting. He's saying, I think Joe Biden will be told to say whatever it takes to try to win over as many Democrats as he possibly can, both left and moderate and hardcore. What he will do when he's president, who knows?
Yes, well, that's exactly right. I think that, this sounds pretty ominous, but I think that we can safely say that pretty much every decision Joe Biden would have to make as president, as it were, has already kind of been made. Because they'll be, whatever the team is and all that, they'll be making decisions based on their ideology.
Here's one from my buddy. We call him the coach. His name is Kevin. I won't mention his last name. He's retired NYPD. He's in Staten Island. Listen to me right now. He says, Captain, coach here. He says, I live in a Democratic neighborhood. 9 out of 10 people that are here are Democrats, and not one of them that I've talked to is going to vote for a Democrat because of the police.
Wow. Well, again, see,
now that's Staten Island chiming in.
That's Staten Island, and this hits at the very heart of what it means for us to be able to live our lives peaceably.
Yep. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And when we come back, here we go again. Another tell-all book that's going to get Donald Trump and drive him. Oh, boy. You know where I'm going.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's mixed messages from the White House when it comes to reopening schools.
just hours after the president tweeted, "I disagree with the CDC on their very tough and expensive guidelines for opening schools." The head of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Robert Redfield, appeared to back off those just-released guidelines.
Our recommendations are not requirements, and they're not meant to be prescriptive. We have lots of different options on how the schools can put it together.
And presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is continuing to slam the Trump administration's response to the virus.
Columbia's medical school is saying that there'd be, if he had acted several months earlier, just 1 week earlier, there'd be 36,000, I think it was, fewer people dead. He's not changed anything. This pandemic is still raging.
This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. Great job there by that guy with that little liner in there. But anyway, this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Now, I've been a person that's been covered by Geico for 14 years, and knock on wood, there it is. I get a 10% discount every year for being a safe driver, number one, and I also save money because I have my homeowner's insurance on with my car. And as a result of that, I get a really good deal. And I do check to make sure that I'm getting a good deal every time it comes up for renewal. So if you are looking to save some money on your insurance policy when it comes to your car or your truck or your motorcycle or your boat or your RV or your ATV, whatever it is you're driving around or floating around on, then check out Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Also, you might want to have them give you a rate on your home or your renter's insurance, your apartment you're living in or whatever. Maybe you're renting a home. You'll want to get that done, too, because they can save you a lot of money. They have me and they have a lot of friends of mine, and hopefully they will you, too. And all you got to do is go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and always make sure to tell them the captain sent you. Well, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, here we go again. Mary Trump is writing a book, and Simon & Schuster is going to have it out here in a couple of weeks. And this is going to be another tell-all, like the John Bolton book, that's going to just absolutely blow the lid off the Donald Trump dynasty. What say you?
Well, from what I understand of the book, you know, she makes certain claims, like bringing back the old claim that Donald Trump, when he was younger, paid someone to take the SATs for him because he wanted to get into college and was worried about his grade point average, these kinds of things. But none of these things are provable, obviously, and the book as a whole seems to be stuff that is being thrown out there. And again, there doesn't seem to be any kind of corroboration or proof to it, from what I understand, and it becomes the, you know, cannon fodder for the news networks and so forth to simply hammer on, when really we need to be hammering on other stuff, like how are we going to get everybody back to work? How are we going to keep the economy going? We've got stores closing all over the place. We've got people, you know, not getting back to their jobs because their jobs are evaporating. Those are things we need to be talking about, not did Donald Trump pay somebody to take the SATs? That's preposterous.
Yeah, and by the way, this young lady wasn't even alive when some of this stuff happened, so, you know, take it with a grain of salt. Now, LJ in Michigan just answered something here. She says, as to the polls, many people that I talk to do not answer the polls because they think it's, private info, number one. Number two, others think that they'll be badgered because if they answer the poll, they'll be getting, you know, requests to donate money, this, that, and the other sort of thing, because that does happen. And again, as I mentioned when we talked about the polls, there are a number of people that aren't even doing anything about a poll. Now, I get asked all the time about polls, and I look at them. I don't necessarily vote in them. It depends, because they'll usually try to tag something along in there. You know, all of a sudden you start getting a bunch of spam. But who's got all the time in their hands right now to do these polls? It's the students that aren't in school. It's the people that aren't working, and that's who you're getting.
Well, exactly. And the primary focus of the polls and the pollsters in many cases is to design a narrative.
Depends on how you ask the question, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, a lot of people see, and it's interesting too, because one of the criticisms against President Trump, you know, is that he's abrasive or he rubs people the wrong way. A lot of people aren't really, you know, that's not the deciding factor for them. The proof is in the pudding. Whether or not President Trump is able to deliver on the things that he said in the campaign. And when you take a look at the pre-COVID world, basically, the president was delivering on those things. We had record unemployment. We had record black unemployment, record Latino unemployment. It was people were rising in this whole environment. And that's what's important to people. And the Democrats and the media outlets are essentially trying to erase all of that and make this into a referendum.
Well,
do you like
think
President
about
Trump?
This for one little second, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump was on his way to coasting to an easy victory because of what was going on, because of what transpired, and because of an evil empire by the name of China, who probably co-conspired with some other folks that were told China, well, you know, if you help us with this, we'll make you preferred status again, and you'll be right back in the light of where things were before. No, 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 no. China is not a friend of ours, and I'm sure in my mind that something like that happened. But in the meantime, let's talk about Kanye West for a minute, simply because I believe his campaign slogan is something like, yes.
That's what I hear. Yeah, it's gonna. The campaign slogan is yes.
Well, here's what he said. Yesterday he said he was very disappointed in Donald Trump because he hid in a bunker. But then he turned around and ripped Joe Biden because he said Joe Biden isn't a special person either.
Right.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, only Kanye probably knows. This is a very interesting twist, and of course he would have to get on the ballot in different places. But here's an interesting tidbit, though, and this is why, you know, people love to listen to your show, Captain, because we always bring this kind of stuff to them. Evidently, he has some idea of doing different designs at the White House, but basing it on the fictional country of Wakanda from the movie Black Panther, which was a Marvel superhero movie. That's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And he does say, quote, I'm going to use the framework of Wakanda right now because mm-hmm. it's the best explanation of what our design group is going to feel like in the White House.
Yep.
That's a positive idea. He goes on to say, you've got Kanye West, one of the most powerful humans. I'm not saying the most because you've got a lot of, quote, alien-level superpowers, and it's only collectively that we can set it free, unquote. So mm-hmm. make what you will of that.
Now, I've got a lady by the name of Lori, L-A-U-R-I, and she's in Sacramento, California, chiming in. She goes, Captain, have you noticed that Joe Biden can't bring himself to say America first? Well, yeah, I have. He doesn't say anything about America first. I hear him talking about everything else, but...
Well, sure, and because by saying anything like that, then he could be somehow accused of falling in with Donald Trump. And this is where the Democrats have made their blunder, Captain, if you ask me. Ever since President Trump was elected, they have not wanted to work with this president at all. It has been adversarial the entire time. The Democrats can't point to anything and mm-hmm. say, we collectively did something good, but we can manage mm-hmm. it all better. And
no.
They never did that, and they're suffering for it.
Now, the Department of Justice made an announcement yesterday that they are going to resume the death penalty executions next week after a lull of 15 years.
Yes, very, very interesting. And, well, of course, you know, you're always going to hear the arguments, well, the death penalty is no deterrent, this kind of thing. In the modern times now with DNA evidence and so forth, others can make arguments that, well, you know, you don't want to execute an innocent person, obviously, but they seem to be able to exhaust a lot of those kinds of avenues these days because of that technology giving us a much better confidence level, basically.
Yeah, and by the way, Epstein's gal pal, Ms. Maxwell, is going to be arraigned for sex trafficking and trafficking charges with the underage girls on July the 14th. So that's when she's going to be arraigned, and I'm sure that there's going to be security like you wouldn't even believe around for that one.
Yeah, and I think A.G. Barr had said, you know, no harm, you know, can come to this person at all.
No harm, no foul?
Yeah, but because obviously, there are people right now who are sitting there quaking in their boots, literally, that she is going to give some kind of information or something's going to come out in this whatever trial or what have you. And it's going to be very, very damning. The names of the people who went on this so-called Lolita Express are many.
Well, there are some pictures starting to surface now and some other names coming out with the passenger logs that have been released because they were under wraps. And now some names are starting to pop out. And some of these names are rather interesting.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we're going to... And unfortunately, it reads like a who's who, really, of the entertainment and political, you know, upper echelons, basically. And
a lot of people.
And when normal folks hear about this kind of stuff, they get very angry.
A lot of people from Washington, D.C., the inner circle around it. You are right.
Yeah.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we take a look at the highways and byways out there tonight, our first look. By the way, it's a great night where I'm at. I hope it is where you are, too. And I'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's our pal, Donna Fiducia, up there, Carrollton, Georgia. We'll tell you more about her in the next hour. But right now, we're going to get into the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your pilot and Flying J Travel Centers and Truck Stops, the largest truck stop chain in the country. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And here we go.
Oh,
truck driver singing that song, and that's pretty neat. And all right, we'll get to more of that in a minute. Now, let me take a look at the weather here, because we got some excitement going on tonight. The National Hurricane Center is currently monitoring, I'll get that right in a minute, an area of low pressure along the coast of South Carolina for tropical or subtropical development. Now, we've got some weather over there, Kyle, and we'll get to that in a minute. And we've got heavy rain and flooding and gusty winds possible along coastal sections of the Carolinas today, the Middle Atlantic and Northeast over the next couple of days or so. In the meantime, severe storms have been likely. Al was talking about rain up there where he was at in Nebraska. That's now moving off to the east and the south. East and the upper Midwest and the Central Plains. Now, I'm going to bring Kyle Warren in here because, Kyle, it looks like it's just somebody set California and Nevada and Arizona on fire with the temperatures that are out there.
That's absolutely right, Captain. Yeah, we're going to start with some pretty heavy-duty numbers, but this is coming out of the Death Valley National Park area and Furnace Creek, 122 to 125 degrees.
Mm.
All right, so we're starting off with the real, real heavy temperatures there, but in other areas, for example, all throughout the eastern part of California and, of course, into Arizona, they're going to be having some extremely hot temperatures there. Las Vegas looks like it could be 109 to 114. That's going to be the same for the surrounding areas, Mesquite and Pahrump. Over into Barstow in California and on Lake Havasu City, looks like we're going to go 117 to 120, and that includes the Needles area. So this is really, really some very hot weather. Obviously.
Life-threatening for people with breathing conditions and whatnot. Life-threatening.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. And so this is going to stay in place for the next few days. And so you have to be very, very careful. You have to be sure that you have plenty of fluids. We can't emphasize that enough. And if you have any feeling of heat stroke and so forth, that is an emergency, and you should dial 911 if you or somebody you know is experiencing heat stroke.
And anybody going west of El Paso on I-10 or fixing to get out there on I-8 and head west out through all of this, you need to make sure that you've got your radiator absolutely tray perfecto the way it needs to be. And I would even be carrying 2, 3, 4, 5 extra gallons of water with me in my cargo compartment if I was in a truck, a motor home, or whatever, just in case, because you've got some high heat conditions, not like what you were just talking about, all the way across New Mexico tonight as well, into El Paso and over east into El Paso, down to the Mexican border. Now, that heat continues when you get over into Texas around Midland, I-20 over into the Metroplex, and then down towards Austin, San Antonio, and straight up I-35 all the way through Oklahoma to Oklahoma City and right there to the Kansas state line. And then what you got up there is you've got thunderstorms, severe thunderstorms. You've got flooding, flash flooding. You've got flood warnings up through the eastern part of Kansas to include the western part of Missouri, and it is moving across. Also up in the southeastern corner now of Nebraska, as it looks like it's starting to angle towards the central part of the country. And right over there, Kyle, on the Illinois-Missouri line out in front of the big system behind it are some scattered severe thunderstorms and flash flood watches and warnings.
That's right, Captain. And, of course, you know, you were mentioning about, I think, some of the severe weather there in, where was it? It was in Nebraska moving southeast.
Yeah, and by the way, Minnesota's got some scattered weather up in there tonight, too, right now.
Right, and
especially around the Twin Cities.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. Well, some of that, the storm that was moving that you were talking about, they expect they'll have some high wind gusts as well, and maybe some pretty significant hail as well.
Mm. Now, going over to the east, east of Chicago tonight, Indiana's got a lot of unsettled weather conditions there, and you've got high heat warnings all across Ohio. The entire state of Ohio is in for a high heat advisory, as well as the western half of West Virginia and right up to the mountains, right up to Charleston, West Virginia, and up into the southwestern corner of Pennsylvania, high heat warnings there. Upstate New York is just literally lit up all the way from Buffalo, I-80, I-90, I-81, Elmira over past Binghamton over towards, almost into the Catskill. Well, it is into the Catskill Mountains over towards Liberty and Deposit, and then straight up to the Canadian border. And right along the St. Lawrence Seaway towards Vermont, and then you got high heat advisories along Lake George. And then of all the things to see in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of summer, so to speak, we've got a freeze warning for central and northern Maine and the northeastern quadrant of New Hampshire. Wow.
Yeah, isn't that something? Yeah, with the high heat almost everywhere else, it would seem. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And of all places, but I guess that's where you're going to see it. Mount Washington is up in there, so I'm not surprised. But that's what we got that's going on right now. And, folks, I will tell you that you need to be very careful, especially in the heat, and be watching for those storms, too. If you're in the area where those thunderstorms are, there could be some real problems coming for you. So please, 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 and you truckers going out there, you know, be careful. You got to be extremely careful and make sure you got your rig right.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right. Well, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, folks, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. And I'm going to take us out with a little more of this Truckers tune that they were playing. And here we go.
They didn't fall from the sky and magically appear. He was rocking on his back, shifting 10 hard gears, down 18 wheels, 80,000 pounds. Now it didn't fall from the sky. No, it didn't fall from the sky and magically appear. He was rocking on his back, shifting 10 hard gears, down 18 wheels, 80,000 pounds. Now it didn't fall from the sky. He was carried on his back. It didn't fall from the sky and magically appear. He was rocking on his back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, I'll tell you what, it doesn't get any better than that at this time of the night when you got a bunch of truck drivers out there jamming and having a good old time. And that.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.